The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Greetings and salutations. This is the Creditor here with the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This week we're interviewing Gary Erickson, or as you know him, Lynx. First off, we asked Gary, what was your first introduction to Robots of the Company?
I don't remember when I first heard about ROTC. It may have been from reading a casting call notice in a Yahoo voice acting group. I think that might have been it.
Any thoughts on the fact that it's now the 10th anniversary of Robots of the Company?
I came to ROTC fairly recently, but I've listened to some episodes. I'm impressed that it's been on the air, so to speak, for 10 years. There isn't much on the internet that lasts that long. I think that's a tribute to the loyal fan base and to the writing. I love the premise of ROTC. It's folks doing normal, mundane jobs deep in the bowels of a large corporation, except they're robots, and they're in space, and they're on a big bucketable spaceship. I think it's a unique and it's a funny concept that has a lot of potential for taking off in many different directions. I also personally love the fact that it's stayed family friendly. There's so much junk on the internet, everyone trying to push the envelope. It's great to have something that would be fine for my kids or even my grandkids to listen to.
Do you have a favorite character on the show? If so, who and why?
Well, of course I like Lynx. I think he believes that he belongs on a much better spaceship with a much more professional crew, that these robots he's working with are beneath him and barely tolerable. But he's really no better than they are, he just won't admit it. So he's snooty and he's irritable and he's sarcastic, and that's just a lot of fun to play. Besides him, though, I think I'd say Putch is my favorite. I love how Joe Thomas plays him with that wonderful character voice he has. Here's a middle management guy struggling to please the company on one hand, do right by his crew on the other, and generally he's in over his head as he tries to keep the whole thing together. He's a great character.
What, if any, are your hopes for the future of Robots of the Company and or your character?
I don't think I have anything in particular. I leave that in smarter and more creative hands. I'm just happy to have a small part in this.
Thanks for talking with us, Gary.
Congratulations to John and the crew for 10 successful years.
You have been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time out, we heard from Gary Erickson. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod, the writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you certainly may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again real soon with another interview. Don't miss it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.